It is a political time of year right now, and I'm actually deeply into politics, and I think I've got good political instincts. And anyways, I mean, I just had this moment, like, the thing is, I don't know, I mean, kind of the impulse to tell this story is I don't know many lazy people, you know? Like, I've worked a lot of jobs, and I've worked in a lot of different industries, and I've worked with a lot of, like, assholes and lunatics for sure, but everybody I work with showed up and worked hard, or they didn't stay there, you know? Americans work longer than anybody else. So, like, this whole part of our political discourse where we tell people that they don't work hard is really f***ed up, you know? And it's damaging the goddamn economy. Like, right, like, the f***ed upness of our political discourse is directly related to the f***ed upness of our economy. Like, nobody's working together, you know? We failed to execute a chicken sandwich earlier this year. Like, we could not execute a chicken sandwich because our political discourse is so awful right now that, like, what the fuck, man? We got to calm down. Like, we're good people. And I don't know a lot of hugely dishonest people. I mean, I know people who do a lot of horrible things under the pretense of taking care of their kids, you know? And I mean, there are some dishonest people, but in terms of, like, you know, I don't think everybody's trying to rip everybody off and everybody's trying to get away with something. I don't think we're that kind of people. You know, work is what we do well. Like, we have a lot of fucked up problems, but, you know, Americans, I think, are known as good people to work with. We work hard and we fuck a lot, you know? These are the best things about us. Like, these are the best things about being Americans. Anyways, I mean, and if you don't think so, look how large an evangelical's family is. You know, those kids don't sprout up out of the ground, people. So, anyways, here's my story. I moved to Minnesota, and right away I get the craziest possible job that a person could get. That might be a bit of an overstatement, but it's also kind of true. I got a job working on this landmark, nationally recognized performance of the world's greatest living choreographer. I worked on Merce Cunningham's Ocean in St. Cloud. And the parameters of this piece, and I am not well educated. I'm a jack of all trades, you know, master of none. I worked on this show. I'm not a history of dance expert, you know, but this is a show that's put on in the craziest possible natural environments, or semi-natural. So this show is being put on in the bottom of a granite rock quarry, right? And so I get this job and I drive to St. Cloud and I check into a Holiday Inn, and then I get in a car and I drive down this man-made gravel road into a massive quarry called the Rainbow Granite Quarry. And there's a stage and there are the hardest working people I've ever seen in my life there. It's the production staff of the Walker Arts Center, and they're prepared. It's like, they're like raising civilization. It's like fucking 2001 down there, you know? It's intense. This is my first introduction to these people, you know, and I'm very proud to say that I'm a hardworking guy, you know, and I just got to work and I worked on this show. And what was amazing is that this show required a partnership between nationally recognized performing arts producers and, to just make a joke, the Flintstones. You know, these guys mined granite. That's what they did, you know. I don't know what the exact politics were of the people at the Walker Arts Center or the granite quarry, you know, workers, but I'm pretty sure it was 90% Democrats on one side and 90% Republicans on the other side, you know. But those, and this is just my experience of being there, and this is the story I feel like I lived in this quarry that I've never told. You know, I've never told this story. I haven't really told it to the people that I work there with. I mean, I've talked about this because it was a huge deal. It was 4 performances, and it rained. It rained every day. And I was doing the hospitality for 250 orchestra musicians. Like, I was at Sam's Club all day long. I had a tight budget. They'd walk to the tent, make a huge indentation in the gravel, which would then rain and fill up with about a foot of water. And all of us, like performing arts professionals, are shoveling granite or shoveling gravel into puddles, you know, and wiping down the stage with paper towels and our bare feet, you know. And these guys from the quarry, these granite workers, are like, holy shit, these are some hardworking people, you know. They might have weird haircuts, and they're probably thinking, I can tell some of them are definitely gay, you know, but they are working their asses off, and they're building something down here. And so they get the bulldozers out, and they get all of the, you know, things from their shops that can help us, and any manpower that's available, and they help us. They help us execute this show that's reviewed by the Washington Post as one of the top 10 classical music performances of the year, that year in America. You know, look at the photos online. A film was made about it that was screened at the Whitney Biennial, you know, and the film acknowledges the amount of production work that went into this show. I have a credit in this film. The single proudest credit of my life is my credit for Charles Atlas's Ocean. Holy shit. But anyways, so this happens in the quarry, you know, and it's incredible. It's incredible to see these such unlikely partners. And like now it's just a love fest. Like the granite quarry guys and the performing artists, it is a love fest, and the jokes are flowing, and they can't believe what dirty jokes female performing arts administrators tell. Like they love that. Like they can't believe, you know. And it's like, hey, we all love dick jokes, right? Republicans and Democrats alike. Like we f-ing love dick jokes. And yeah. And we like love our kids, and we respect hard work. We respect vision, you know, whether it's John Wayne's fucking vision, you know, or the John Wayne persona, or the John fucking Lennon persona, you know, but we have our visionaries, and we fucking share that, you know, and we've got common goals. If you don't think we have common fucking goals that we can compromise and move forward with, So anyways, one of the guys at the quarry, you know, says to, you know, one of the, you know, somebody in the Merce Cunningham company, I have a son that's a dancer, you know, where I don't know. I mean, I've just been there for 4 days, but this was a year of preparation to produce this thing. So this guy's been working, this granite guy, and I think it's the guy who made it possible for us to do the show in this quarry, says, I have a son that's a dancer. And as far as I know, because this is a delicate story and I don't want to take liberties with the facts for the story, it was an estranged son, you know, who'd moved to Florida, son of a granite quarry manager, to become a dancer. And, you know, I realize in this moment that this is what might be at the heart of this, is this Republican man's urge to somehow connect with his performing artist's son, you know? And I mean, I teared up a little bit then, and I'm tearing up right now talking about it. And so it's the first performance. They do a performance just for the quarry employees and their families. And the Merce Cunningham Dance Company announces a scholarship in honor of this man's son. And they say, we're going to get your son from Florida, and we're going to fly him to, I don't know where it is, New York City, Paris, whatever, the best place to learn how to dance that you could ever learn how to dance, you know, and teach him free for a year, you know. And everybody in that quarry, Democrat and Republican, working class and upper class, was happy, you know. And, you know, the quarry guys, they thought that fucking dance, they thought Merce Cunningham's Ocean, which is non-linear and to like on the, you know, a very extreme edge of performance. It's not like they liked the show, you know, they didn't get it, you know, but they respected what it was inside of us that wanted to do it, you know? And so it's just like, we should respect someone who wants to buy some property and open a business and not get fucked with in the middle of the country. You know, somebody who wants to worship his God and, you know, shoot his guns and her guns and raise their family. Like, we got to live and let live. It's not about that. We got to respect each other's dreams, you know? We've lost a shared American dream, and that's the problem, right? That's why our economy sucks, is because we've lost a shared American dream. We know it's a manifestation of us. It's not a real thing, and it changes, you know? But we've already, you know, we've killed it. It's time to resurrect it, you know? I was reborn in that quarry, without a doubt.
You've been listening to The Dave Good Show.